Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 20 of Who's Uzbekistan? What am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? What am I excited about? I am excited about rhythmic gymnastics. So this morning I've been over to the World Cup that is hosted here locally in Tashkent. I also went to this last year, and last year a friend and I, we kind of went on a fishing expedition and didn't really know what to expect. And we ended up getting to see a lot of the team competition, and I guess maybe some individual stuff too, I can't remember. But we just loved it. So banking on the success of that, went again this morning with a friend. Unfortunately, you know, they didn't really publicly advertise it until I just saw the advertisement on Friday morning before I went on Saturday morning. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, in retrospect, like, oh, okay, well, it was the last weekend in April last year. But, I just don't know why that's not better publicized in advance. So, anyway, so this year had a little tighter time constraints, and you know, there's not a lot of details about what is when. My friend was able to find a schedule online, but you know, even reading Russian, we were still, you know, not really clear what's what. But anyway, we just had to go at the time that we were available to go. So it was more the individuals, and we saw different stuff with the ribbon and with, I guess they're like these like batons that they throw. But boy, it's just really, you know, really spectacular. You know, we definitely wish that we had understood the schedule better. You know, we kind of, you know, could figure out more what we were looking at, you know, to kind of choose the thing we would enjoy the best. But, you know, but that's okay. We enjoyed what we saw. We stayed, you know, maybe over an hour and a half, something like that. And the ticket price was 30,000 sums. And I've not translated that out exactly, but it's probably just over $2. So we definitely got our money's worth. Yeah, it's very multinational. So from the Far East, you know, there was China, Japan, Singapore, from other than, you know, certainly the stands were well represented, most notably Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Armenia, and then a lot of Eastern European countries, Slovenia, Hungary, and then some Western European countries, France. Who else? So as you can see, the list is, you know, is really long. And what I've been told is that Uzbekistan, this is really one of their, you know, strong sports here. And so, you know, it just is really, you know, nice to see, you know, what's really, you know, celebrated as the gifts here. Boxing is also notable sport here in Uzbekistan, and they did well at the Olympics this year. And so, yeah, and the just the beauty of, you know, it wasn't located particularly near my house, but, you know, maybe a 15-minute walk from the metro, and like I said, for $2 to pop in and see some world-class athletes, it's a pretty good way to spend a Saturday morning. So, yeah, you know, it just makes me wish as a little girl I would have done that. And just seeing those ribbons float around. And after I had seen this last year, I had really hoped that I'd be able to see some of the Olympics and see if it was some of the same teams, but there really wasn't a way for me to calculate that. But nevertheless, I would assume some of the people that I saw last year were in the Olympics, and, you know, obviously appreciated seeing these. Yeah, let's see, what else about rhythmic gymnastics? Yeah, I don't know, we just don't have that kind of thing where I'm from. Yeah, and seeing that it's females, you know, yeah, females being successful with it is delightful. What am I puzzled by? One thing that I really celebrate about local culture, and is my absolute favorite thing about local culture, is they really do have nicer ways of helping look after each other, different than what I am used to. And, you know, for example, at school, you know, if somebody's absent, particularly if I give, you know, like directions to the assignment or something, you know, nobody ever contacts me who's absent and ask what, you know, what they need to know about it. Because they get the directions from the other students, and they just sort of, you know, kind of have each other's back on stuff like that. And, you know, it's actually quite refreshing, and it's definitely a celebration. Why I put it in the category today of puzzling is, you know, if that really pops out at me as this culture's most wonderful feature, then why don't other cultures have that as a nice feature? Like, it doesn't seem like that should be the exception to the rule in the way that it sort of feels like it does. So, why aren't more, my puzzling question is, why aren't more cultures, as particularly those similar to mine, more immediately helpful and, you know, willing to look out for other people's needs? So, you know, I just thought that was just an interesting comment I would pose. Numerous other examples of the students have nice ways to work things out among themselves. For example, you know, we're approaching the end of the term, and so, you know, we'll get lunch brought in the last day. You know, now granted, this is, because my students are older, you know, this is part of this, but, like, I don't have to do anything about that. Like, they'll just talk it through. You know, like, oh, are we getting pizza? Oh, no, we're going to get, you know, sandwiches. Or, no, we're going to get samosas, whatever. And, you know, and they'll just come to an agreement. And it's not like a dramatic vote. It's consensus building. So, and, you know, what I've learned of, you know, knocking on 10 years in this continent is, you know, when there's something like that, the best thing I can do is just get out of the way, because I'm going to solve the problem differently. And, you know, just let them work it out amongst themselves, and then they, you know, they usually do. So that's just, you know, something I would really like to celebrate about the culture here. How long do I plan to stay? Well, we're just nearing the reckoning hour when the suitcase will get packed soon. Is it getting packed permanently, or is it getting packed temporarily? You know, things are definitely moving in a good direction, but it's with the volatile nature of the situation, I'm a little fearful to put the cart in front of the horse, but it's certainly looking like it is going to be good news. Okay, that's the hope anyway. So, like I said, celebrating today rhythmic gymnastics, celebrating the helpfulness of local culture, and puzzling why more cultures don't have that, and rolling here toward the end of season 4. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, I'm glad that you're listening. And if anyone has an idea of something that they're curious about or would like to hear more about here, please let me know. Until then, I look forward to talking with you next time.